That other extreme is asceticism. Asceticism is a way of thinking that sees money and things as evil. To the ascetic, the less you own, the more spiritual you are. If something isn't essential, you shouldn't have it. Materialism and asceticism are rooted in equally wrong views of money and possessions. If we are to understand our proper relationship to money, we must first understand what money is. Money is more than just metal discs or colored paper. It's a tool that simplifies trade. The farmer needs lumber more than beef, milk, and eggs. He has plenty of those. The lumberman needs beef, milk, and eggs more than his many stacks of boards. By trading their goods, both get what they want. Money is a tool that can expedite such a trade and widen its circle to include others. Rather than trading two pigs for a plow and three sacks of grain, one person can give another the agreed-upon worth of the two pigs in the form of money. This saves time and energy. Who wants to carry around pigs and plows? God encouraged the people of Israel to take advantage of money's convenience. He told them that if their place of worship was too far from their home, they should exchange the tithes of their crops and livestock for silver, then convert it back to the goods of their choice once they arrived. We see this in Deuteronomy 14. Money allows much more flexibility than a direct exchange of goods. If I get $50 for my pigs, I can use the money to buy the exact plow I want, two sacks of grain instead of three, or whatever I prefer and can afford. Instead of grain, I can buy coffee, a saddle, a lamp, or books. Because money has no inherent value, only ascribed value, money is not wealth. It merely symbolizes wealth. You can't eat money, and you can't plow a field with it. You can use a $100 bill to light a cigar or wad up your gum, but that's about it. Practically speaking, gold is much less valuable than some other metals. In and of itself, it's little more than a pretty paperweight or doorstop. Gold, silver, platinum, coins, and currency are only worth something in a society where other people have agreed to attach a certain value to them. That they do so is proven by their willingness to give goods and services in exchange for them. Money has social and economic benefits that can be used for the betterment of people. If my neighbor's barn burns down, I may give him some grain out of compassion for his loss. Or I may sell the grain and give him money to use as he wishes, perhaps to buy meat, lumber, or tools. The grain and the money amount to the same thing, except that the money can be used for other goods.